Every morning of the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6", weighed 245, kind of broad in the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town, stayed all alone. He didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. When he spoke at all, he just said, "Hi, Big John." Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a cracking a blow from his huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Then came that day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked, men started crying and miners prayed and their hearts beat fast. Everybody thought they'd breathe their last, except John. Big Bad John. In the smoke and the dust of that man made hells to the giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a jack when the timber gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Then with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove, and the miner yelled, "Hey, there's light up above." 20 men scrambled free from a would-be grave, and now there's only one left down there to save. Big John. So with jacks and timbers, they started back down and they heard that rumble way under the ground. Gases and smoke belched up from that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. They never reopened that worthless pit. They put a marble stand in the front of it. These few words are written upon that stand. At the bottom of this mine lays a big, big man, Big John.